Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes or so. Today, I really love today's show because it's something that's near and dear to my heart. When the Berkshire, well, I call it the Pittsfield Library, but it's the Berkshire Athenaeum for those people that are under 60. I didn't know what an Athenaeum was. We always went to the library. But anyhow, it's two wonderful people here. And why I want to get this show on the air, very simply, Vanessa, she's doing so much through the summer with youth in the youth library. Now, I've always been, Alex will tell you, a proponent of that portion of the library. I'm a proponent of the whole library. But all that they do for kids, because my wife, the Polish princess, was a teacher and believes that you get kids interested in reading and in books and how much fun they can be. So with that said, don't fall off the cliff, people. I will read the announcements at the end. I want these folks to get back to doing what they're doing. I'm so happy they came on because, as I said, I think the world of the library and all that it does. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, Vanessa, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vanessa Justice. I am the young adult librarian here at the library. I'm pretty new to Pittsfield. I've been here about a week and a half. So I just started working here and it's been a blast. It's been so fun getting to know all of the youth and the families and the patrons that come into the library. I'm really excited to keep working here.
Oh, wow. And we'll talk more about the programs and stuff. Alex, I say this to you personally, I want to say it all. What a breath of fresh air you breathed back into the library. Not that your predecessors were good.
Yeah.
A new generation. It's a new world. I mean, you know how many hours we spent learning, what is it, Dewey Decimal or Dewey?
We've still got Dewey Decimal, Bill. Come on. Yeah, nonfiction is still that way.
Yeah, well, all I can tell you is you go in there, it's the people, you got a great staff.
You cannot say that enough. I agree. We have the best people. We have the most caring, thoughtful, knowledgeable, committed, kind staff members. We're so lucky. I'm so lucky.
Yeah, and we are. We're all lucky to have you and Vanessa and the entire staff there. And we're going to go over many of the things. Vanessa's going to talk about early childhood. That's what I call it. I don't know what you call it. Young adult. What do you call it, Vanessa? Young?
Young adult for teenagers. But then we also have tweens and early childhood and, you know, all the different age groups. School age. Wow.
When I go in during the day, just basically most of the time just to harass Alex. have no other purpose there, just to go up there and, you know, but there's so many young toddler, young kid, preschool in your children's library. It's amazing.
It's alive here, Bill. It depends on what time of day you come. We've got our Tiny Tots story times and our Tinker Tots in the morning. We've got some planting, what do we call it when you plant?
Garden club.
Thank you, Vanessa. We've got garden clubs. And Vanessa has a lot of teens coming in the afternoon. That for RPG clubs or reading and crafting together.
It's a gathering place. And can I say something going back a long time before either one of you were born? That's what it used to be also. When it was over at the building, now there's a court and
Registry
people
of
would
deeds.
Gather there in clusters to study for tests and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you brought that back. You have the what's the room you've created for food and things like that?
Yeah, we have a food zone with a tiled floor, and all of our most recent magazines are in there, newspapers, so you can have kind of a cafe space and work together or study together. We've also been adding some more quiet spaces so that folks who have to do a Zoom in public can use some of those spaces. We've had more demand for that. It's really great. Everybody is looking for that space. I think we've often talked about the library as the third space, right? We have a workspace, we have a home space, and the library is somewhere in the middle. And I think a lot with folks doing distance work, working from home, we're looking for more of those third spaces again. This is something that comes around again and again. And so the library as that other space is really important, especially now when with the economy, we may not always want to be paying to be somewhere, right? I'm happy to support our partners like Autos or Marketplace or Dottie's down the street. Yeah. If you want to have a coffee and work there, I want to support them too. But some days you don't want to pay to be somewhere. You need a space. And that's what the library really is.
And Vanessa, give us a little bit of your background. You're new to the city and welcome.
And thank you. Yeah.
I'm always here. If you want to get it, Alex will tell you, if you want to announce some special things coming up. I sometimes do them at the beginning of the show, but when I have people like you on, I do them at the end. I'm always open to promote anything the library's doing.
That's great. I will definitely take you up on that. But a little bit about me.
Yeah.
So again, Vanessa Justice. I grew up in Florida. I was there in around the Orlando area. So Disney, Universal, all that stuff. Lots of fun. I've been working in libraries for about 4 years now. I was in Montana and I was in New York City, Brooklyn. So I've moved around a little bit, but I'm hoping to make Pittsfield my home. And I have a background in sewing. I've done costuming for theater. So I'm really excited about all the theater around town.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Let it be known that you can do that. Believe me.
Speaking of theater, yeah, we're partnering with our theaters this summer and we have suggested readings. So we've been doing displays for all of the local theatrical performances. You can come in, see some books that relate to the themes or the authors or creators for all the productions around the county.
And you see that again, what I mean, and you also what this library does for folks that don't know. And I know there's a lot of people who don't know. They have passes to some of the most visited spots that you want to go. Melville's house.
Of course, we have Arrowhead. We have
Arrowhead. I was trying
to say. Museum, the Botanical Garden, Hancock Shaker Village, Mass Mocha, Mass Audubon, the Clark. Yeah. So many. And while we're talking about theater, we have something special this year. Shakespeare and Company is partnering with us. So through our Museum Pass program, you can go to Pittsfield Library, How Do I Reserve a Museum Pass? And in there, you'll find tickets to Shakespeare and Company's performances. Wow. Amazing.
Wow. And I will tell you, and I have to say this, I owe my appreciation of Shakespeare, not to my ninth grade teacher, but I owe my appreciation to Shakespeare to Kathy Yan. Used to be she was an educator, actually taught advanced placement English and literature, and she said to me one time, you know, I was complaining about Shakespeare, and she said, the problem, Bill, is Shakespeare is meant to be acted, not read like a book. And ever since I put that hat on, I go to Shakespeare and Company. Alan Burroughs, great friend of the show. It really is amazing. It really is. So thank you for doing all that. That's,
I love when you see Shakespeare on the stage, you realize how funny and cheeky he is, right? Mm-hmm.
Look at all the words he came up with. He invented, I don't know how many words, but it's a great event. And thanks for doing that. And people, there's much more about our Pittsfield Library that you can take advantage of. There's so many things, but I want to get.
I think while we're talking about that, Bill, I just want to mention really briefly, remind all of your listeners that your library card is free.
Yeah.
Especially folks who maybe are coming from different places, maybe aren't familiar with this kind of concept. The public library card is free. And so all of this can be yours.
Yeah. And you know, if you don't have a library card and you want to get one, go to the front desk, and I will tell you, they make it absolutely positively painless. I can't say enough good things about them. Now, Vanessa, give us kind of an overview of the different programs for the kiddos, starting with the baby toddlers, whatever you just so folks out there that are listening, it's a long summer. And it, you know, everybody's out of school now and it's great, but in 3 weeks they're bored. And the other piece too is, and I share this, the library is air conditioned. So I'll be doing my podcast from there soon if it gets much hotter.
Well, welcome to have you.
Yeah. So let's start with the little ones and work our way up to the teens.
Sure. So I have a list here. It's not sorted by age. So if I jump around a little bit, I apologize about that.
No, don't go.
So we have Tinker Tots. So you can explore child-centered play, art, music, story time, sensory activities.
That's the on Garden Tuesdays Club. At 10.
Okay.
Yep, from 10 to 11. There are Crafty Kids. So come and do crafts. That's on Saturdays throughout the month of July and into August. There are a couple. That's from 10 to 5, so all day. So,
So,
let's see. There are some other ones. Let's see. There is Literacy in the Park Thursdays. So that is actually at different parks around town, right, Alex?
That's right. Last week we were at Tucker Park. We're going to be at Ray Crow Park, the Common, Deming Park, Allen Heights, Durant Park. So come in, get one of our calendars, one of our booklets with all of our programming. You can grab one of those and see everything that's happening all summer long.
I'm going to come in and get one and I'll announce them.
Perfect.
I'll come in. Yeah, don't, and Alan, Alex, don't lock the doors when you see me coming.
We won't lock the doors. We have a lot of one-time events coming up throughout the summer too. So we'll have our teddy bear picnic on Wednesday the 12th. We have drop-in board games on Fridays. We've got an Encanto sing-along coming up on July 19th. I know really everybody loves Encanto. So there's plenty of programs. We've got a magician coming, a video game tournament.
Wow.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, and I hope listeners and viewers are understanding when I say the library and Alex and a breath of fresh air. You just over...
No, Bill, I'm just doing the statistics for last year. And the past year, we did 469 live programs at the library.
Wow.
469. Yeah, it's wild. It's really good. Of that, I think about 143 were for young adults. So this is really Vanessa's work. You know, we're so proud of our young adult department, which was a commitment that we saw. This was a new commitment, a recommitment to our youth that the mayor and city council made, because we didn't have a young adult librarian until last year. You know, we kind of left that age group to their own devices. And we thought, this is the group that deserves our support. This is the group that we want to set on a good path. This is the group that we want to have positive activities for folks to come and do. And so that's why it's so important that Vanessa is here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It is, Vanessa. I mean, it's a huge job. But you seemed ready for it, you know. Your background, your coming here, the skills you bring will just add to it. I believe. But one of the one of the things I was going to say too, and I bust Alex all the time. I think the world of him, but. One person said to me, you know, I'm beginning to think if you don't bust on people, you don't like them. I said, you're sharper than I thought you were. but the bottom line is there is so many positive new things that Alex and Vanessa have brought and are bringing. It's constantly evolving. It's not just your old town library or city library. This is alive with everything happening. And
that's constantly a theme for libraries. We're always reinventing ourselves with our community. Community is at the heart of libraries. And so whatever is happening new in the community, we're always responding. We have so many e-books and e-audiobooks, e-magazines, right? You can just get them on your iPad or your computer or even your phone, right with your library card for free.
Oh, wow. Now, I didn't even know that. That is unbelievable.
We have over 3,000 magazine subscriptions through Overdrive.
And books also.
And books, audiobooks. You know, I'm sure, Bill, you remember back to the books on tape days when you'd have to switch out the cassette. And then books on CD, which I know many of us enjoyed in our cars for long trips or even just commuting. But now it's so much easier. You can download it to your device. You don't have to be changing CDs out.
Yeah, it's just a constant.
Yeah, it's
the first clue is that books on CDs are gone. The first clue is you don't have a CD player in any of the new cars, so you go from there. But I'm glad to know that, because that's what I used to do. And a couple of my, for a long time, I had to drive back and forth to Boston every day, and I would listen to
some audiobooks.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah,
if the technology is intimidating to you, you don't have to worry about that either, because that's what we're here for. Our librarians are ready and willing to help. We also have a series of digital literacy classes. So Sydney Anderson, our technology engagement librarian, is providing those. She got a grant through American Library Association, so she's been providing that. And at some of those classes, she's been giving away a raffle of a Chromebook. So maybe if you don't have as much technology at home, you can come and get one of those. Currently, we're working with Berkshire Regional Planning Commission and the City of Pittsfield IT Department and Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to work on a citywide plan for digital equity. We know that internet access is like water. You know, you need access to water. You need clean water. You need electricity now. Now you really need internet to do so much in our world. And I think, I don't feel like it's been announced enough. We have a new Wi-Fi network in the downtown corridor. So all up and down North and South Street, there is high-speed, free Wi-Fi provided by the City of Pittsfield.
Thank you for bringing that out, because that is very important. And that goes back to the mayor, I believe, spearheading that, along with our state reps and Paul Mark. But you just made a very important point, and Vanessa, you must see it. You see a lot of kids that this is their babysitter. This is the television, rather than a book. You know, my wife gives books to pregnant ladies because she wants them to get used to reading the book even before the baby. My grandson must have 15 books upstairs that they read. And what you're doing in that, promoting all that, Vanessa, and the whole getting, you got to get them in the door first. That I used to work in England Brothers, and that was one of the sayings. When we get them in the door, then we can, sell them stuff. But the first is to get them in the door.
And I think you really make a great point, Bill, about that. We've been working on that, increasing our Spanish language skills and among our staff, and increasing our Spanish collection so that we're getting and inviting more people in, so that we're a place for everyone. We have something for everyone. We're welcoming everyone. Vanessa, did you want to talk about some of your young adult programming that's bringing some young adults into the room?
Yeah, absolutely. So yesterday we had our RPG gaming club. So if you don't know what RPG means, it's role-playing games. So Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Pathfinder. We had about 21 participants yesterday. So it got a little loud, but we have our young adult section, so it kind of muffled the sound a little bit, so that was good. We have Garden Club for teens, too, so there's a children's edition and a teens edition. We have Teen Crafts, which there will be a sketchbook workshop and a jewelry-making session happening. Today is actually a video game tournament. We're going to use the Switch, Nintendo Switch, and have a tournament. We're not sure what the game is yet, but that'll be a lot of fun. Pokemon Club, that's for ages 8 through 17, so a mixture of kids and teenagers. We also have a creative writing hour happening next week.
Oh, I love that.
So we have a guest author coming in, and she will be teaching that. Brittany, I'm going to not get this last name right. Zemecki. So, yeah, we're really excited for all of these things to be going on, so...
I mean, just what you're like a gardener. if I may. You're planting seeds that you'll never know where those seeds will grow. I'll give you a story. I had a run-in with an English teacher one time. Probably hard for Alex to believe.
Can't believe it.
No, I know. That Dale Carnegie Award just keeps slipping through my fingers. But you know, she said, when you're a published author, you can put a comment anywhere you want. Well, guess what? And this is in the library. This is my third book. And it's, they're like craft book, but this one is Think Like a Terrorist to Combat Terrorism and Radicalization in Prison. I donated a copy of the book to the library because I just think local authors, they have a whole section. And that's another one. You want to expand on that, Alex, of local authors? And I want to tell you, you want to do genealogy, go there. Go to the library. We are
the place.
You are amazing.
Yeah, we've got our local authors room. So books by and about Berkshire authors. We've got an amazing collection. It's part of our local history collection, local history department, where just last week, I have to say, we had a wonderful artist come and donate to us a new watercolor painting of the original Athenaeum. It's really gorgeous.
Whoa.
So stop by and check that out sometime.
Yeah, I will.
But it's not, you know, it's not just about authors and books. We do have those, but we also have playwrights. We've got photographers. We've got all of the creative things that are happening around the Berkshires. And our local history department is second to none. We're working currently on a grant to digitize a lot of veterans records. So Berkshire County
wow.
Veterans, which I know is near and dear to your heart and to my heart.
Yeah.
So we'll be showcasing that as soon as that is done. And just last week, we got a huge scanner. This is the new flatbed scanner that we'll be using to scan all of the old tax records from Pittsfield's tax office. So that will be starting. This is a pretty huge undertaking and will be quite fun. So you'll see more of our digital assets rolling out. Of course, when I talk about digital assets and local history, I can't not speak about the Berkshire Family History Association.
Oh, yeah.
These are dedicated volunteers. I would call them the friends group for our local history and genealogy department. And they have some very powerful databases, Berkshires and beyond. So if you're looking for a historic name or a family or event in the Berkshires, you want to check out their databases here. We have them. We're going to be launching them online shortly so that you can really see the power of the library. Their databases basically take all the indexes for the books about the Berkshires and put them into one electronic database. So you don't have to go book to book to book looking in individual indexes. You can check them all out right there.
That's, you know, and again, I have to say this before I forget, I'll say it a couple of times, because to me, it's extremely important and I enjoy it like you cannot even imagine. Coming up is the book sale that, there's Alex got his little sign there. I take pictures of it. It's a beautiful sign too. July 13th through the 15th. And on the first night on Thursday night, that's people who are friends that have
that's
a
right.
little card.
Thursday is friends night and you can join at the door.
Yeah, right there.
We have memberships
yep.
as low as $10 for
yep.
the whole year. So you can come to all three book sales for just that $10. If you're looking for a family membership, it's $25 and goes up from there. But yeah, it's a great night, Thursday, the 13th of July from 3 to 7 p.m. We've got so many books. The friends have been working since the last sale in March, getting new donations in, getting them cleaned up, getting them all organized. It's amazing.
And I will tell you, it's all volunteer. All volunteer. And when I tell you, it's a massive job, it's a massive job. I've been there. Let me just say this. If you want really good condition books to donate, they certainly want them, but they're not a junk pile. So if
absolutely not,
the book is dirty and ripped or what, don't bring it down to them because people have to spend good time to go through it and just to chuck it. So,
thank you for that, Bill. And we don't only have books. We've got audio books. We have CDs, DVDs, vinyl. I know people are really excited about vinyl again.
That's
so
right.
We've got a lot of that, puzzles and games and so much more.
And time to just spend when you go to the book sale, take a minute, do some visual recon. There's kids stuff. My wife buys, because she does some tutoring, she buys stuff for kiddos all the time there, because they're some of them, you can disagree with me. I don't think some of them were ever even open.
Brand new. And well, sometimes kids get multiple copies of the same book.
Yeah.
You know, get gifts. What are you going to do with it? Donate it to the library. Let somebody else get it for a great price and help support all of the great programming, because that book sale is what funds all of the programming that Vanessa's been talking about, all of our summer reading programming, that crafting, the snacks and the supplies for role-playing games, the creative writing hours, the sketchbooks that we're using, all of the garden club plants and planters and soil, all of the beautiful flowers around the building. Pittsfield Beautiful has done a beautiful knockout job again, filling our planters for us. So we do make a donation to them to make that happen. Yeah, it's just gorgeous.
And you know, it's still a place of peace. Mm. If you have to write a document, you bring your laptop in, you find a corner, you go up to the second floor, whatever, you find a nook and you sit down and it's like peace. I wouldn't recommend you go down to the Vanessa's place, down the child section, because the piece could very easily, well, let's just say, get exciting. But
that is lively. Well, we've got a new dollhouse.
Yeah. Oh wow! You know, I mean, the other day I just went in there to harass him, so I really didn't take time to look around. We're gonna take a little bit of a break here. I am so happy today to have Vanessa Justice and Alex, and everybody knows Alex from the library, the Athenaeum, and his really civic attitude in this. And he does so much in the city outside of work. I got a check to say this. He's a pleasure to be around. I'll cash a check before you cancel it. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting this presentation on PCTV channel 1301. Do me one favor. Take a couple of hours, go down, park at the library, and just go in and walk around and look. Check out Vanessa's, if you're a grandparent or a parent, they have so many wonderful things going on. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We got more to talk about the library.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. Today's kind of one of my favorite shows. You know, I do a lot of shows. Some I enjoy doing. And some, they're okay.
Bill, you love everything. You're such a great cheerleader for this community. We're so lucky to have you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. But my thing is, the people at PCTV and the people at WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, believe this. You have a right to be on this station. It's called community. And I may disagree with your viewpoint, but you still have a right to express it. I'm not Twitter. I'm not Facebook. I don't make moral character decisions. If you want to come on, you get a hold of me. Right now, you know, some of you know, we are doing short 28-minute interviews with local businesses that have suffered tremendously through COVID. And we're trying to give the buy local, shop local, eat local, all we can do, because we are Pittsfield Community Radio. We are Pittsfield Community Television. And these people here from the Berkshire Athenaeum, you can call it that, you can call it the Pittsfield Library, they bring so much to this community. And in my opinion, more people need to be aware of all they have to offer. And that's why I do this show. We do a what, Alex? About maybe four times a year.
Right. Yeah. I'm so glad that you bring up PCTV and and the radio station that's now part of PCTV, because we really do share this ethos of empowering our community, right? PCTV has all of this equipment and all of this knowledge, all of this space for folks to learn how to produce, share their own message, which really falls in with our summer reading theme this year, which is find your voice. We're all about helping you find your voice, empower your voice, be heard. And, you know, whenever we're talking about this, I have to think back to former Mayor Ed Riley, who is a beloved library trustee who really, I think, was a powerhouse in establishing both PCTV and the library as such community anchors.
Yeah, no, Ed Riley grew up with me. Grew up in the same, well, not with me, he's younger, but he grew up in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, he was committed.
He brought a lot to the city. And thank you for bringing that out, because Eddie Riley was one of the cornerstones of making the library a jewel for the community. And, you know, we have that. For so many people, it's a weekly visit. I know people that go get two or three books, bring them home, read them, bring them back every week.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's part of the way of life. It's part of the cycle. It's coming. It's having that habit and seeing the people, building relationships, getting connections, not just with all of us who work here who are so happy, but all of the other neighbors who you see at the library.
Yep.
Whatever is going wrong in our day or in our world or in our community, I truly believe that the answer is making connections, being connected together, coming together.
You know, a long time ago, a person told me, and I passed it on to people that I care for, and I don't care what career field you're in, but networking. And your networking just doesn't have to be in your career field. Your networking can be in the general public. It can be through the press. It can be, but the more you stay into yourself, it's almost restrictive. The more you open up to different ideas and lie the library and reading books of people you don't agree with just to find out, there seems to be a lost art now of debate or, I don't want to say conflict resolution, but conflict resolution.
You know, Bill, I'm not sure about that. I think maybe it's just happening in different forums. Vanessa could probably tell us better about how conversations are happening on social media in different ways, how young people are having those conversations in different ways, in ways that feel safe for them.
What do you think of that, Jess? Vanessa?
Yeah, so I think our youth are definitely more engaged civically than in the past, and they really want to have their voices heard. They might use TikTok to do that, maybe Instagram, but I feel like the Find Your Voice summer reading theme is really important for storytelling, creative expression, and sparking change. So being able to find who you are and then express that is really exciting.
That, to me, what a wonderful topic. There's so much written now about, there's so much negative written about the internet and the different platforms and all of that, that you're bringing out what I consider a healthy, good thing. You know, find your voice. Who are you? Yeah, and what's the old saying? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Oh, you know that one, Bill, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's important that kids learn these techniques, to learn to have a disagreement with somebody, but not be disagreeable. I try to do it. I said that years ago when I started at another station. I will do this program. That used to be a call-in. Oh, boy. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's okay to disagree, but you don't have to be disagreeable about it. And I think too often now, I mean, I get it I'm sure someone will say, "Why are we on a library? I don't care about the library." Well, don't listen. You got a whole bunch of things in. Turn the dial. Vanessa, just give us a little more meat and potatoes on the speak out who you are. That to me is fascinating.
Who I am?
Program you're running for the kiddos, the summer
writing. So, like I mentioned, we have the writing hour, Pokemon Club, video game tournament. I'm really excited to actually start talking with the teenagers, either one-on-one or in groups, and find out what they want, because we are here to serve them. So I want to make sure that I am doing everything that I can to not only build their interest and entertain and educate. So there's like a mixture of these different kinds of opportunities that I'm going to be bringing. We're probably going to be doing a sewing program in the fall.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot that we have planned, and I just want to make sure that the teenagers have a chance to share their own interests and tell us what they want and what they need. And maybe they don't know what that is, and then we just have to trial and error and find things and come up with things together.
You know, I'm just going to go off script here. I worked for years, Vanessa, with violent youthful offenders that had been adjudicated and sent to the penitentiary because their crimes were so violent.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things that I listened to, and that's underlined, quotation marks in bold, was listen to them.
Yeah.
I listened to them. And at one point, one of the offenders said, after I sat there, I listened, and, you know, I assessed and made a couple of notes. And I said, "Well, hook up again. Let me process this." And as I was leaving, he said to me, "Mr. Sturgeon," and I said, "Yeah, what?" "Thank you for listening to me. No one's ever listened to me." And
powerful.
I internalized that. So when I hear you say that, you don't know how happy that makes me. Because sometimes your intervention at a certain level may change that whole child's life. And that's so many of the ones that I dealt with, as I read their files, it was almost in every file that you could say, if someone had intervened right here, that kiddo wouldn't be here with me. And so let me applaud you for doing what a great program.
I love how you point that out, Bill, that intervention, that moment can be, it doesn't have to be hard.
No.
Right? That listening, connecting can be all that it takes to make a difference in somebody's life and somebody's day.
You know, I'm working on another book. I'll give you a draft chapter of the chapter on listening.
I look forward to that.
You build the bridge, and then they're so used to, I don't want to take your time, but they're so used to being, "You're a lion," you know, or, "Well, what did you accomplish?" When you scream that, you just close down that communication bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many other cases, first of all, a lot of people didn't care about them and nobody listened mm-hmm. to them. So,
Bill, I'm sure you have perfect days, but most of us have days that are a mix of really wonderful things and maybe not so wonderful things. And if we focused on just the not so wonderful things that we did
right.
during the day, we'd be having a tough time getting through. And so I think
that's a big point. You don't think I have wait, here's my surprise face. You're right. And but I do want to make that emphasis. Sometimes it's going to the library is a safe place.
That's absolutely
where right. I can talk to somebody about what is inside me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're making, and Vanessa and Alex, you have made that safe space.
That's what we do.
That's my assessment. When I go in there, those kids are having a ball. Mm-hmm. And
when you say talk to someone, it could be physically talking to a person. And sometimes that conversation does happen with a book.
Yes.
Right. You're communing with the characters in a book. You're learning how to relate to other folks and other situations and understand your own situation through their stories.
And many times when they read books like Huck Finn or whatever, they realize, wow, that sounds a little bit like me, or, you know, wow, I didn't know anybody had. A lot of teenagers, a lot of people, but teenagers is what I'm concerned with. They think they're the only person going through this. You know, and growing up, being a teenager today is a lot different when I was a teenager. Don't say anything, Alex. Just because I went to school with Aristotle doesn't mean you're going to be nasty. But there's things we have to listen. That's what I'm finding.
And it's not just
my years working with them. No, you had to listen. And they speak in code. You know, they speak in code. Well, if they say they don't like something, they really do like something. So it's.
I think we all do that, Bill. I think you know that as well as anybody.
But I mean, you have to, as the person who wants to help this person grow, you don't have to confront that. You just have to understand it. See, I think sometimes as adults, we're too quick to confront. Instead of let it flow, dude. We can always go back and get an explanation.
Gosh, Bill, that reminds me of Nick DeCandia, who did this photo exhibit that we have hanging at the library. I remember having lunch with him and him telling me the key to all of it is to let it flow, just like you were just saying. And his photos are so meaningful to so many folks. We have them here. I love seeing them every day. And speaking of photos, we do have a relatively new, it's been up for a little while, but we have a Gregory Crudzin photo. This is a beautiful photograph of Tyler Street, Royal Cleaners, right across from our circulation desk. It's 8 feet long, 5 feet tall. I mean, who has seen a photograph of this magnitude? He's such an amazing local artist. We're so thankful for this gift to the library, to the city, and that the mayor chose to put it here at the library. It's really gorgeous. Come check it out.
Yeah, I will do that. And you know, and this is so important. You are the safe space for so many of those kiddos. You are the safe space, even the teens. You know, if they go in there and they feel safe, then, you know, there isn't anything you can't accomplish. And going back to the library itself, think about some of the kids. Here's an aside. One kid, I said to him, I said, what was your pediatrician's name? We need to get your shot record. He goes, I don't have a pediatrician. I said, well, who was your doctor? The emergency room. So, you know, we didn't have a lot of background on that kiddo. So,
I think you make a good point. The library is kind of like the preventative maintenance, right? You want to go to the doctor regularly. You come to the library regularly and kind of check in with yourself and reconnect with your values.
This program that you guys got going, I hope you can tell I'm excited about it.
I love it. I love also just the thought about having this weekly ritual, whether you're coming for our Tinker Tots or you're coming for our gardening club, this weekly checking in, it reconnects us with our values, reconnects us with what's important to us. And we do that, you know, maybe we do that in a lot of ways. Maybe you go to the barber shop once a week. Maybe you go to a religious organization once a week.
Did you hear that, Vanessa? Barbershop. You know what that was aimed at.
Or you know, maybe you're part of the Rotary Club, maybe you're part of the Vietnam Veterans and you meet with that group once or twice a week.
Yeah.
That reconnecting with our values is so important for all of us so that we do stay focused on where we want to go, that we don't get too distracted by the things that we don't want in our days.
And let's face it, the library, you go in there, it's quiet, you can go to the computer, whatever, but you don't have the hustle, the bustle, the the versions of all that goes on, even in the house. Even, you know, I have a home office. Even in the house, there's, you know, there's people and there's this and there's distractions. Where you go into the library, and, you know, I have to say this, Alex, too. The few times that I've been in there in the last couple months, every time, every computer's people are on it.
Oh, we've got our computers. They're being used all the time. Yeah, thank you for bringing up some of the resources that we have. We've got some of the fastest Wi-Fi in the city. We've got computers. We've got laptops. We have printers, right? A lot of us gave up our printers. The ink is too expensive. Come print out a page, 10 cents a page. It's very simple. And we also have a free fax machine.
Wow.
So I know people say, oh, fax machine, that's strange. But for a lot of folks in the medical community, for some folks who have to fax in their timesheets for their job, you could end up paying $1 a page. And that could add up coming out of your paycheck. Come do it at the library. We're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We're open on Fridays from 9 to 5, Saturdays from 10 to 5. So 6 days a week you can get in here, get what you need, get it done.
It's almost like you offer a lot of services, some of which are free, all of which are very minimal. You know, and going back to the fact, I don't have a fax anymore, but like VA, they want a lot of stuff faxed.
Absolutely.
You know, the sooner or later they'll catch up with the digital era. They're not quick at that, but all these services, the reserving of the, passes to Arrowhead, to Shakespeare, to,
Come enjoy our museum passes with your free library card. You can go to see all of the culturals in the county. We know we have such a plethora. We're so rich with our cultural organizations. Yeah. It can be expensive and hard to get to all of them. So come borrow a library pass. Heck, you can even get into the USS Slater for free with one of our passes. You can get into Mass MoCA. You can get into Hancock Shaker Village, Clark, the zoo in Forest Park.
Rockwell.
And the Rockwell. Don't we have, I think we even have the Basketball Hall of Fame.
I probably,
Yeah.
And the other piece too is your library card, correct me if I'm wrong, it opens the doors to other libraries for you, right?
That's right. The Berkshire Athenaeum is part of CWMARS, which is a network of over 150 libraries from Worcester West, and you can use your card at any of them. If there's a book that you really want and we don't have it on the shelf, we'll borrow it from one of those libraries and it will come in delivery, wait here for you. You can pick it up.
Yeah. And again, think of that. They have access to books. If you're like doing some special project or you're taking a special course and they don't have a course on, you know, Freud's day of, you know, getting lost in the woods or whatever that is, you know, then you can order it and
we'll get that.
A couple of times when I was doing my master's, they got books for me that I needed.
Absolutely. I should also mention that Massachusetts residents are also eligible to get a free Boston Public Library e-card. So you don't even have to go to Boston. You can sign up online, and that e-card will open up all of the Boston resources for the Commonwealth. So that's e-books, e-audiobooks, electronic databases and resources. So there's so much. Come down to the library. We can help set you up with that.
And again, the first, and I tell people, goes back to BCC, right? The longest journey starts with the first step. The first step is walking in the door, because once you walk, it's going to take, in my opinion, it's going to take a few times for you to even get acclimated with everything they have. I mean, I've been going to the library since I was, can't remember, but, It's so up to date. It's so 21st century. Vanessa, before we go, I wish you the very best, but also thank you for your programming. Thank you for your oversight of the programming. And as I repeat myself, but when you get to be 76, you can repeat yourself too. And Alex knows this. If you want to get anything advertised, just let me know and I'll read it with my announcements. That's how much I value the library.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, we value you too. Thank you.
Well, Alex does, except, you know, he had a restraining order on me, but he's had, like, since Chief went left, they lifted the restraining order. I'm only kidding.
Come on.
Thank you both for coming on. I just really think it's such a, folks, don't just drive by it. Park, go inside it. Get your library card. It opens a lot of other doors other than just getting books at this library. But also, we have to, I think, find ways to open our own minds up so that we can deal with all that's going on in the world today. That's just me. I'm not political. I'm just real. Anybody who knows me knows I didn't have a big filter when I was 14 for saying stuff. I have no filter now. So, but this I mean from my heart. Pittsfield Public Library, Berkshire Athenaeum / Berkshire Athenaeum. That is one of our gems of all of Berkshire County, but especially because it's located in Pittsfield. And I see a lot of people walking to the library, especially kiddos. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel good. It really does. Alex, anything else you or Vanessa want to say?
We've just got to remind everybody that our Big Friends book sale is happening Thursday, July 13th, 3 to 7, Friday, July 14th, 10 to 4, and Saturday, July 15th, 10 to 3. And if you want to come in on that first night, you have to be a friend, and you can join at the door for as little as $10. And then Friday and Saturday are open to everyone. No membership necessary. Lots of great buys. Lots of books, audiobooks, CDs, DVDs, vinyl, puzzles, games, everything.
And some of the finest. There isn't any junk there.
No junk.
I'm sorry. I was looking for another word. I couldn't find it, so I pulled junk. The books are pristine. The albums are pristine. Everything is just a wonderful opportunity to get there and look, shop, and trust me, the prices that you can spend $20 and get a box to get your stuff out of there. Mm-hmm. You guys, if you want to stay, hang in. You can. If not, you can sign off. I'm just going to read some announcements and I will be seeing you. Alex, thank you for doing this. But Vanessa, welcome on board.
Thank you.
Like I said, if anything, just shout at me. Alex can get a hold of me.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex. Have a great weekend. It's I'm all messed up. All right, folks, on July the 8th, this guy does Wayne Source. He's July the 8th, 2023, 9:30 a.m. on NBC, NECN, New England Cable Network. He's going to be doing Mess Hall. It's a show. And then 7 p.m. Silent Dignity on NECN, July the 8th. So that's tomorrow, Saturday. Also, I'm going to be interviewing a guy by the name of Joe Duffy. And he's retired, semi, like all of us. But he also raises seeing eye puppies for seeing eye dogs. So, he wanted to come on and just talk about that and try to recruit some people to do that. I know people who have used seeing eye dogs, and I will tell you this: it's a bond that most humans don't have with each other. So, excuse me. Here it is, July the 16th, Polish picnic, 12 noon to 5 p.m. Don't miss it. It's going to be. They're going to have all the Polish foods, kielbasa, kapusta, galumpki, pierogi, Americans, hot dogs, hamburgers. Eddie Foreman Orchestra will perform for your dancing and listening pleasure from 1 to 5. That will be at St. Joseph's Church in downtown Pittsfield. I suggest you bring a lawn chair with you to sit and listen to the music. Berkshire County Historical Society presents Rewritten, the story of women central to Melville and Hawthorne, our new focus. So that was going to be taking place the 13th through the 16th, 7:30, out at Arrowhead. So there you go. You can, let me get a number for you. You can call out there to find out more by calling 413 442-1793, extension 10. This is where something we're very proud of, WTBR, is the two of our programs on WTBR won national awards, and we're really happy for those folks and for the station and for you listeners. The hometown backstory. Let's hear it, produced by Roberta McCulloch-Dews, and Berkshire Sports Now by Robbie Zucker and Sean Cronin. They both won national awards. How cool is that? You know, the baseball, I just watched a thing on Spectrum TV today. The baseball in the Berkshires, the stationery factory, they have an exposition going on. Wonderful deal. You can call and find out more by calling 413-822-6738. And again, we would just want to say that to a wonderful guy who's retiring. That's Chief Michael Wynn. Best of luck. Start the new chapter in your book of life and go forward. He served this city well. We really will miss him, I know. But Chief Dowling has jumped right in. God love you, Chief. Good luck. One last thing, and we'll get going here. Bascom Lodge, 2023 Jazz Dinner Series, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Find out more by going mail@bascomlodge.net. Also, through the summer, every Friday, every first Friday and Saturday, May through December, the Clock Tower Artists will have an open house for all that want to go and check out their art. Coming up, July the 22nd at Balderdash, the first annual David Grover Scholarship Concert featuring Michael Fabrizio with special guests Puggy Demery and Mike Sacco, including Kathy Jo Grover and members of the Berkshire Theater Group Club, Glee Club. That's it for today, folks. I thank you so much. I really do. Thank you for your attention. Please, please visit the library. I think you'll find a whole new world. God bless. Let's take care of each other. It's getting rough out there. And to some people that just need a telephone call, see how they're doing. Take care. Bye-bye. I'll keep